Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about persistence is the only way to true success, whatever success means to you. Our society has a very strange idea of what is success. It's all about materialism, proving to those around you that you have more better than they with your material objects that you own. These same objects that own the people who own them more than the other way around. Similar to people who have a ton of money, are owned by their money, so concerned and worried about losing it instead of how they can actually grow it, invest it, and employ it to do something of true value in this world. I was talking to a person just recently about this whole idea of what is success, and this was a person who had a very much more spiritual angle to his life, shall we say, than most of the people that are walking the earth plane today. He is a person who kind of shocked me with his answer what success was, because he seemed to really want some of the better things in life, and yet was living a fairly simple life. Well, living in an apartment. He had the basic things covered that he needed. But wealth, definitely not. And so I asked him, what did he believe success was? And what he said was, success is doing what you want to be doing with the people that you want to do it with, where you want to, when you want to, how you want, because you want. And I couldn't agree more. You see, success is not about material gain. It's not about creating so much wealth you have no idea what the hell to do with all the money that you bring in, working your life to the bone so that you can be stressed out, sickly, and incapable of being present for those people you say you love but yet find no time for because you're too busy working, trying to make money for that elusive feeling of success. Because you see, the one thing that I've learned doing the work that I've been doing all these years with hypnosis and NLP is that people who have a hole in their soul find all different ways to try to fill it. But the problem is it's a hole. It's never filled. The only way that one can fill the hole in their soul is to figure out what their soul journey is and do those things that fill the soul and thus the hole in the soul is filled. Now, it took me 23 years to figure out what that soul journey of mine was. In my own case, some people are very lucky, like my father, who knew at the age of 5 years old that he wanted to be a dentist, even as gruesome as dentistry was in 1928. It really doesn't matter how long it takes for you to find your passion, purpose, calling in life. The fact is that taking the time to really get in touch with who it is that you are, your very essence, what your heart is calling you to do, what your soul wants you to do, and moving in those directions, finding the people who have accomplished similar things to what you want to do, and following them, and learning from them, and gaining the wisdom that they have learned over their own struggles into triumph, into the success that is their lives today. Because, and only because, they were so persistent to find their calling, to find their passion, find their purpose, and then on top of it, to take all the years and all the time and all the anguish and all the ups and all the downs and all the doubts they had of their self and their abilities along the way because it was so hard to make it happen. And yet, they made it happen. In order to be a success, you need to be willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen. Staying true to who you are and what matters most to you in this life. Because what I found through my journey of the last 53 years or so is that there's very few things that truly matter to me in this life. I learned when I went over to Israel how few things I needed to have with me in order to have a fulfilled life. One medium-sized suitcase, two knapsacks with a computer that died about 5 weeks into my 3 months being gone. And then it needed 5 weeks to get the okay to be worked on. And then they had to do the work, and then I was able to pick it up about 2 weeks before I left Israel. So internet cafes became my way of life over in Israel, and that was okay. The point being that really all I needed is a time and space to see the beautiful sights, the history, to get clear with my previous trainers as to whether or not to move forward with them in Australia before I even left for Israel. To know that the six people that I actually communicated with while I was gone, I was actually off the globe for all the rest of the people who knew me before my life when I left to go to Australia and Israel. Seriously, very few people knew that I had gone. Not even my whole family really even knew where the hell I was. And that was okay with me because it was really a pilgrimage that I took over there to work on me. Fewer distractions, the better I was going to be in my world. And so it was. And when I came back, the people who wanted to find me found me, and the people who didn't care, well, they weren't worth my time anyway, apparently. It's a really good way to learn who is important to your world and who actually gives a damn, and those people who really don't give a shit, just to leave for an extended period of time. You see, I knew that I went on that trip. I had two email addresses. I had a website that had been up for years and years and years for the company. So anyone who knew my name or knew the name of my company could easily find me with pages and pages and pages of information under both of those subject matters. That in reality, there was really no way for me to actually be gone off the earth. However, very few people went out of their way to actually find me. And that was perfectly fine with me. But the true relationships, they were there and they were a guiding post for me. One of the people was someone who I had just met in Australia at the coaching of the trainer's training that I was there to do. He was actually another coach there who took me under his wing when I told him what I was going through at that time. I hadn't been diagnosed with a brain tumor, just having had it treated right before I had left for my journey abroad. And it was very interesting because when my computer died and I had to find the internet cafes in Israel, he sent me a very simple subject line that said the following, "Where are you?" And I was so happy to see it. And he was so helpful to me in just giving me positive reframes for everything. Someone I had just met, but meant so much to me at that time. And then there was Donna Novi, who we've been through it together, both the good and the bad, the ugly and the fun. Oh my God, very complicated relationship. And yet, when she lost contact with me for a week or so, she thought that I had fallen off the earth. I traumatized her by leaving in the first place, then I traumatized her by going off the grid. It wasn't really my fault. It took a couple of days to actually get from Australia to Israel, and I had to find the internet cafe so I could communicate again. And then we did a lot of communicating, and she even acknowledged that we did more communicating while I was gone than while I was home, actually, through all the emails. And a lot of those emails became the book Learnings from My Journey, actually. And I realized that the relationships that I had with my relations over there in Israel, one Leah Sagi, I think that's the way she pronounces the name. Well, used to. She unfortunately passed away right before I left for my trip to Nairobi, about 2 years after I had seen her in Israel. Luckily, her family was all around her when she passed of cancer. I don't know what kind of cancer. She was young, in her early 60s. But what a beautiful soul. She helped me out so much in Israel. She was an English teacher of third graders in their school system. And she had made these maps for me, and she left them actually with the desk at the inn that I stayed at until she got me a much better place after seeing the dump it was, for these different free tours that I could take of Yaffa, the oldest city in Israel, and To look at the Art Deco designs of some of the buildings in Tel Aviv at night was rather amazing. And she invited me for lunch and dinner to her place on many occasions, and we went out and she shared with me some of the greater and lesser things in her life in terms of the family relations she had. And I realized at that point the greatest gifts that a person can have is someone really caring about you. You know, she actually remembered the exact date I was coming back to Tel Aviv after going to Jerusalem to study Hebrew for a couple of weeks and invited me for dinner that night I got back at her house with her family. Or was it lunch in their backyard? It was lunch. I forget which. But I was over there several times over the 2.5 months I was in Israel. Just such a loving heart. Loved kids. Absolutely loved kids more than anything else on this planet. In education, for sure. And then there was who Donna calls my Bill Fern, or she would say, your Bill Fern. The reason I was able to go to Israel in the first place, because he financed the whole trip. And I've talked about him many times in the podcast and my web blogs, because, you know, I don't think they make men like him anymore. He's 83 years old now. He's very humble. He's very giving and caring. And all he kept saying to me the entire time we were going back and forth, and even the last time I saw him before I took my trip out here to California, was he cares. He's interested. He made me promise to keep him up to date as to what I was doing and what was going on as I was here in California. The only way I'll see him again, most likely at this late date, is to go visit him in Connecticut or Florida, wherever he is. Maybe in Israel, you know, if he ever gets back there again. Or even France, where his mother's family genealogy he's working on. Although he's not traveling as much as he did, given his age. But my God, the guy is an icon in my mind toward what truly matters. All of these people that I speak of are people who have success in their lives in all different ways. I mean, Leah spent her life educating the young people of her country so that they have the language of the world and commerce at a very young age, giving her loving heart and soul to everything she did, the people who she had around her. Bill Fern, as he explained to me last time I saw him, he invests his money in ways that make the most sense to get a return on his investment. He told me about the school that he used to teach in many years ago. He taught French and Spanish in a middling high school. These people were not that wealthy. They were pretty lower middle class people. And he set up a scholarship, actually, for the person who had come the longest way, that would be the student, and for the teacher that the students had voted on that was the best teacher of the year. And it was just a $100 gift, really, and a certificate at a celebration that the entire school was invited to be honored. And he said that was the most important thing, that many lives had been turned around because of that acknowledgement for the things that matter. What's more important than growth and development in a kid and having a teacher be acknowledged by the students? They actually have made a difference in these people's lives and their students' lives. What he gave me was my life back, really, because I was in a crisis at the time for sure on so many different levels, and he knew I needed a change, and he sent me over to Israel so I could have the change. And he told me at that last meeting that he kept me there longer because he knew the work wasn't done yet, because I was writing him weekly with my inner process as well as the things that I had done on the list of activities and places to visit that he had given me through the different emails that we had exchange between us. You know, success is indeed doing what you're called to do, I would say, by your creator. Creator created us. I don't know exactly how or why. I don't need to know those things. All I know is that I have a calling, and that calling is the thing that keeps me going, even when I feel totally at a loss as to why things are taking so long and seem to be so hard. and where I can get so distracted by things and people in my way, and realizing that I need to get rid of those distractions in order to move forward. And being really clear about what that purpose is, even in letting it morph into something different, better, more impactful over all the years that I've been on my journey. This is what success is. It's making changes in the world, being the change you want to see, as Gandhi said. We're doing the creator's work, as the Kabbalists would say. We're living through the God that's in, as the Buddhist or as Christ would have said. It all amounts to the same thing, really. It isn't about the money. It isn't about the material things in the least. It is about touching your own life by healing the hole in your soul, by doing what you're here to do, based on those things that are of interest, those things you've studied, those things that you care about, those things that go back to your childhood that you felt came to you rather easily, that you really, really were curious about, wanted to learn more about, and that you could spend a whole lifetime learning. In my case, it has to do with the body, mind, and spirit. In your case, it might be something different. It doesn't really matter how it comes across. It just matters that you allow it to show through. And that you realize that it's about, well, sharing your soul with the people you can touch through your own journey in this life. And realizing that as long as you're doing your life's purpose, doing your calling, even when things seem so, so challenging, there's always a bigger reason for it. My previous podcast was all about my latest daunting challenge in terms of my trip out here to California. What I learned and what I shared with you. And on the other end of those challenges, when you get those learnings you need to learn to move forward, to living your true purpose, you'll know you're there because you won't be able to quit. Even if you really feel the need to, like I did last summer, and Minji, my bookkeeper, who happens to be a healer too, as an acupuncturist, basically put me in my place and sternly told me I couldn't leave hypnosis because of the people that I've helped heal and the lives saved, and certainly working with the sex addicts that most people don't understand and make fun of and feel threatened by, even though they're the most loving people on this planet, who just really didn't have the love they needed when they were infants. It had nothing to do with them. They were innocent babies. And that's what they need to learn. That's what I'm here to help them learn. And the healers that can help them heal, most especially. You know, we have one life that we know for sure. And we need to be open to listening to our essence, as Karen Hoyos, a very beautiful Colombian soul who helps people to find their essence, meaning what their heart's calling is, and to follow their heart to do their purpose. She's absolutely right. You need to follow your heart. Your heart will lead to your soul, and your intelligence will help you find the way to do it, which will allow you to find the true success, because success is nothing more than fulfilling your passion, purpose, calling on this planet Earth by touching other people's lives in the way that you're meant to do so. And you'll know it's right because it's going to bring you the most happiness and fulfillment and joy that you could ever imagine. That's my hope, my dream, my wish for all of my listeners and all the people I touch through my life, is to allow them to know that they have a soul purpose, and that we at Dawning Visions are here to help set their souls free to live their purpose on purpose, and to be persistent enough to allow it to come into being in its grandest, most glorious manner that it can, regardless of what it is that we're doing in our lives. Because truthfully, some of the stuff that I hear about from my clients and some of the pain and horrors that they've been through their lives, even the very youngest ones, sad, traumatizing. And yet, those who have confronted themselves realized that there was a reason bigger than them for their being here, have been able to turn it around, starting with my 9-year-old gymnast who I saw on Thanksgiving Day. I don't remember what year it was, but probably in 2005 or so, who was a teeny weeny little thing. Oh my God, she probably stood 4 feet tall, if that. And she wasn't willing to go on the uneven bars, and we found out why through a hypnotic process, why it was. And it was because the person who was throwing her up there on the bars was smashing her hips against the bar. No wonder why she didn't want to do this anymore. So she had to have a talk with her coach and get that straightened out. And as far as I know, that happened. Because, well, if it didn't, I would have gotten a call back, I'm sure. Anyway, she was probably more mature than most of the adults that I work with, frankly, in terms of having a goal and working toward that goal with a full support, financially and otherwise, of her parents. They lived in a two-bedroom apartment in Cambridge. She shared a bedroom with her two-year-old sister, I do believe, because that's all they could afford, with all the money going toward her gymnastic training. And then you have the other side, where you have these overweight people who are too busy making excuses as to why it is they cannot eat healthier, work out more, figure out what's going on in their bodies so that they can eat differently, so maybe they aren't creating inflammation in their bodies and getting the nourishment that they need in order to function physically, emotionally, and spiritually, mentally, in a way that works best for them. You know what I say these days? Give me the kids any day. They're so easy to work with. They just go there. They do it. They move on. It's beautiful. They're a hope for tomorrow anyway. I know that's cliche, and it's true. It's about damn time. We actually did something about it. I'm here to take that stand. And that's where my persistence comes from. Because I know until we heal these kids, our world is only going to get worse. In order to do that, we have to heal the healers that heal our kids so that we can move our country and our world in a better direction. And that takes persistence. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.